lately, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knitting is fun.
Knitting is fun.
Yeah. So I've been knitting. I love, absolutely love the shawl. But ever, whenever you're doing lace, do you run into like one side you're like, okay, two tog, yarn over, okay, two tog. And then the other side it's slip, knit, yarn over.
Yeah.
It's so slow.
It is. I do find it slower than the knit two together. It's like, can't I just knit two together?
Right?
I get that they lean different directions.
I do too, but I don't care.
Just faster.
It's so much slower. And then like when you have like a bigger piece and you like got to the first side and you're just like zooming and then the other side and it's just like.
Or, you know, you're going along and you're like knit two together, knit two together, knit two together. And then it switches on and you're like, crap, I'm still knitting two together.
Oh, yeah, definitely done that. I think it was just fine, too. Yeah, at least I personally didn't notice that too mad.
Yeah, usually you can maybe get away with it here once in a while, but yeah, it could be a problem. I don't know.
I bet depending on the lace, like if it's lace that has more knit stitches in it and like more of the leans where it matters, where like if you're doing knit together, yarn over, knit together, yarn over, I don't feel like it's as noticeable because there's so many yarn overs that you don't see as much of the lean.
It definitely comes down to like the pickiness of it and how you want your stitches to look.
That's fair. I still knit two together.
Welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is February 8th, 2023. We're going to get used to that.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And it's beer time, folks!
Yay!
On our letter journey, we have come to the letter X. And the letter X is very hard to find. I have been looking and trying to find the perfect X beers for like 5 weeks.
Oh no.
And I haven't found the perfect X beer, but I found some with X's.
This is a good one though.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the beer itself. Just possibly that it doesn't start with an X.
Yeah.
So our first beer of the night is called Pixel Density Light. It's an India Pale Ale Citra. It's a nice little IPA, a light IPA. It's from Phase 3 Brewing Company. And it looks like it's brewed and packaged in Lake Zurich, Illinois.
I know where that is.
Have you been there?
Yeah, my mom used to work there, and I used to work there, now that I think about it.
So now you'll
Joanne have to Fabrics, Pale Ale Shoes.
Nice. So now you'll have to go to the brewery.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to talk to my parents about this. They go to another brewery. Sorry, side note, but in Lake Zurich called the Roaring Table.
Okay.
So they've got to be pretty close to it if they're already in Lake Zurich. And as usual, I can't not comment on the can because I just think it's fun. This one kind of has like two different textures going on. It has like these birds flying that are like pixelated and it says like light and it shows the birds. And then I almost feel like there's like a quilted idea to it or like a wallpaper.
It definitely has like that wallpaper vibe. Yeah. The very like, I see this in like teal and white and so forth.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take a picture of it. Here, we'll take a picture of drinking it with you.
It's true. I have not posted to our Instagram in a while. I'm so sorry.
Neither have I. Perfect.
This is nice and light. I sounded surprised, which is, I don't know why, but it is. It's nice and light. It has a little bit of the IPA, like, bite to it, but not a ton. Like, this could be a gateway beer to IPAs.
It definitely could. It has, like you said, the lightness, which is a little bit surprising.
Sorry. I feel like I can hear me more. Well, hello, Riker.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
I was going right back.
Okay.
Do you want to say hi to the people?
Yeah.
Hi.
Good job.
That's pretty good.
What's my name? Well, I'm your mom. My name is Caitlin. And this is Mommy and Daddy's friend, Kelsey. She's also your friend.
Yes, I am. I hope you're my friend, too.
Are you Kelsey's friend? Yeah. Okay, we'll see you later, honey. Good night.
Good night, Riker.
Love you. I blew you a kiss. Good job. You caught the kiss? Good job. Bye. There. We've been saying Riker needs to show up on the show.
Exactly. Now you said hello. Okay.
Okay, so wallpaper vibes.
Wallpaper vibes. It definitely, I want to see this on like a turquoise and gold, and that'd be super cool. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I think you're surprised by its lightness and the fact that it says it's a light beer and it tastes like a light beer, right? But you're not expecting it to still have flavor. Mm-hmm. I think that's why you're surprised. Why I'm surprised.
It's good. I think it's a little gentler in a good way. I have some citrus, some earthy vibes going, but both of them are very, I keep saying, like, gentle. It's there, but it's not, like, lighter.
It's not a slap you in the face IPA.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely drinkable, and I know that it's going to go down rather quick.
Mm-hmm. Good choice, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Phase 3 is a neat brewery name.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to find out some more about them.
Well, now that we have beverages, do we want to toast?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
We'd like to cheers for the sheep to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication,
and the sheepdogs,
and the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay!
Cheers!
Cheers! Cheers in real life. Now that we have our beverages, now that we have cheers, how are you?
I am pretty okay. Life has been a lot lately, in a lot of good ways, but it's been very energy taxing.
And a lot is a lot.
A lot is a lot.
Regardless and of the direction.
It's been where I go hard, sleep hard, go hard, pass out.
Oh, no.
Well, not pass out in a bad way, but just, you know, sleeping wise and really enjoying my weekends and free time as much as I can. Last weekend was the Burr Ride, which I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in the past, but it's a bike ride to Rippey, I believe. It starts in Perry, Iowa, and goes to Rippey, Iowa. It's about 24 miles, I believe, round trip. And it's a bike ride in Iowa the first weekend of February. So it's pretty much a crapshoot of what weather you're going to get. This year, it was glorious. It was still cool enough that we had snow on the ground, but warm enough that I even saw one dude taking off a shirt. Like, there were two half-naked dudes at one point.
Okay,
it's like, really? I think it's not quite that warm, but you're probably just that drunk that it's not. Yeah.
Just excited that the sun's out.
Exactly. So there are numerous like beer stops along the way. And there's a big party that a lot of people just go to on a side town that's not even en route. I didn't ride it. Cole did. He rode that and some extra. But I did my favorite part and I sold beer to the people.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It's like the second or third, you know, it's the third year I've done it. And I think I far more enjoy that side of it than actually riding it. But that's, you know, everybody has their way to do a ride, whether it's riding it or supporting it. And I really enjoy supporting things.
Yeah, I feel like it gets you a different view of the community and you can probably touch more people. And that's not quite the way I want to say it, but you can... be part of more of the community. Like, you get to see more people than there's just the right group you're riding with.
No, I couldn't tell you how many times I had friends come up and they were like, oh, hey, Kelsey, I'm so glad to see you here.
Yay. And you may have not seen them if you were
exactly biking. If I had been biking, I probably would have seen a quarter of them, maybe. It's just fun to be able to see how different people, how their day is going. And much like Ragri, everybody does it a little bit differently. There were several people who stayed sober the entire time and did multiple loops of the ride. So they ended up with 50 miles-ish.
And this is a fat tire bike.
It's not necessarily.
Oh, okay, it's anything.
It's actually, so the route is all on pavement.
Okay.
It's just that your choice of bike is dependent more or less on the weather. But yeah, it's one of those where everybody does it a little bit different. Whether they, you know, bring their fat tire bike and ride 6 miles, or, you know, they make it to the halfway point where the bonfire is, or I don't know. It's just really fun. I worked for our friend Jay's company, who does bike events and things like this, where he has a mobile tap. So he's got these two big trucks that you can actually serve 20 kegs out of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that Thirsty Pigs?
Yep.
Nice.
Shout out to Thirsty Pigs.
Woo.
And it's just kind of fun. So he's able to go anywhere where there's an event, set up with some kegs, and offer, you know, all kinds of different options. We had some really good options too. Like, it wasn't, we had domestics. We had a lot of Busch Light go out. because if you don't know, or Busch Light is like the number one beer of Iowa people.
Yes.
A lot of people say it tastes like water. I kind of try to avoid it for the most part. But if it's free,
eh. Yeah, if it's there, I'll drink it.
Exactly. But we had domestics. But my favorite was that we had pastry sours and then a couple other sours from Brightside.
Nice.
And Lake Nessie with hazelnut from Confluence. And Lake Time's peanut butter porter.
Yum.
So we had options. We had everything. And I worked with three different ladies. They really weren't beer people. And so they're going, this person's asking for this. What do you recommend?
Oh, I got this.
Well, the nice part was I'd had pretty much every beer that we offered. So if somebody had a question on a beer, I could say, hey, you know, it's very similar to this, or it's similar to that, or, you know, you're looking for a light beer. We don't have any more Busch Light, but here is a pre-prohibition lager that is going to be very similar and a nice intro, you know?
Yeah.
I love getting to teach people about beer.
It's fun.
I like that moment when someone realizes, oh, this is craft beer. I like it.
Yeah, I like this. Not what I thought it was going to be. That's awesome.
I had a lot of fun with that. Life's been filled with a lot of bike-related things in that fact. Not so much biking itself for me. My bikes are both sort of out of my two main bikes are both sort of out of commission. Like, they're mostly workable, but I need to just kind of do some tweaking on them. Hopefully, my husband and I are going to go to Colorado for the weekend and go play
Yay.
In the snow in the mountains. So hopefully I'll get that sorted out tomorrow. We'll see. Otherwise, we'll be riding gravel in Colorado, and that'll be just fine, too.
But it's still absolutely gorgeous to do gravel out there.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Oh, I was going to say that the bike expo was the week before. You sadly had to miss out on that one.
No, I missed that and the burr ride, because I wanted to do the burr ride, but it didn't work out. But keep it on my calendar for next year.
Next year. the Iowa Bike Expo was the weekend before, where they announced the Ragri route for this year, which is super exciting. It's coming through both my hometown and Des Moines. I'm so excited. It is closely following the original route. 5 out of the 8 towns are the same as the first year. So that's kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I heard they're hoping, since it goes from Ames to Des Moines, that it will possibly be a world record day.
They're hoping to set a world record with 100,000 bicyclists riding the same ride.
So at the very least, I need to take PTO that day and show up.
Yes, you do. At the very minimum, I think you need a ride from Ames to Des Moines. I think might try to stay at my parents' the night before in Ames and then stay at my house when it comes through Des Moines.
So smart, yeah.
Well, especially because
you can have your own shower.
Yeah, my own bed. Like, change out my clothes. I don't know.
Have a kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. And then hopefully we'll be on the route the day after, or close to the route on the day after. So then the next day is supposed to be like 80 miles or something after a short 50-mile day. So hopefully we'll be able to cut that down a little bit.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to be packed. If you're anywhere in the state of Iowa during Ragwire Week, that Wednesday, the place to be will be in Des Moines.
That'll be fun.
I think that about wraps it up for me.
Okay. I remember how many years ago, but they had quite the show. Like, Brian and I think we actually ran there from his office because it was like a mile or so away. And then we went to the concert and like ran, walked back.
God, I think the last time I was through here was in 2012.
I think that lines up. We were pretty new. We were a pretty new couple. It was super fun. They had Everclear. Now, I love Everclear. So.
She's talking and the band.
Along with other bands. Yes. There's probably multiple things that could be called Everclear there, but I'm talking about the band. It's a good clarification.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you do like Everclear, the alcohol, but apparently that's where my mind is.
I don't know. Some interesting nights. I'll tell you what. Just like fire.
The one night I remember having Everclear was not a good night.
I think the first time I had it, someone was lighting it on fire in shot glasses, and that was cool. I'm not going to take a flaming shot, I don't think. I haven't yet, but it was cool to see.
Yeah, I think I'm good on the flaming shots.
Yeah, sorry, I'm sidetracking us tonight. Not sorry, but I am sidetracking us. So it has been a bit since we recorded, because I wasn't feeling very well the previous week. And then the week before it, I was like overloaded. So, yeah, that one was all me. Kelsey's been very patient, along with our Patreon. Thank you. But we're here tonight, so I'm really excited to feel better and be a little less overloaded. Nothing, like, bad. I just had a lot going on, and I was like, this just feels like a lot. So, yeah, I don't know if I have any specific events to talk about, but I have been doing the Everyday Challenge. I'm not sure what it's really called, but I've been trying to bike every day, and then I added knitting every day. I have no minimums. Which I really like. I was talking to someone about it the other day. They're like, well, then you'll just go out and like do like a half-assed bike ride or whatever. I'm like, that's more than what I would have done, though.
You know, you go out for, there are days that you go out for a mile.
Yeah.
That is a mile more than I usually do when I'm sitting on my butt on the couch.
Same.
So yeah. I am just absolutely amazed that you've stuck with it. You know, you're at over 200 days of riding your bike in a row, and that's awesome.
Thank you.
Just that little bit of movement is huge.
Yeah, and like the week that I was feeling sick, I had a lot of those shorter rides, and I didn't really regret it. Like sometimes there was a lot of like talking myself up to go, but then like a few breaths of fresh air were nice, and it was something, and it was good. And then there are those days where I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll go around the block. I'm like, oh, this is really nice. And then I go and do something. So it gets me on the bike, and then I might actually do even more just because I'm already out. So
just taking that step, that's awesome. I am so proud of you.
Thank you. I have some pretty supportive friends that have very patiently waited for me to get into biking, and now I'm like, oh, I get it. So as of today, I'm at 229 days, and then I'm not really sure. Like, my knitting, I pretty much do knit every day, so I don't know how many days before this was unbroken, but I know now that I'm at 98 days, so I started counting. So, yeah. I don't know.
I wish I could say that.
Well, and we have different schedules, too, and things.
It's true.
So
I'm less concerned about the biking part for me and more concerned about the knitting part more often than not.
Yes, and it really is okay to not do it every day. I think that's important to know, too. Like, I think you have an excellent point. There's someone I know that the last day of work they missed, like, no sick days, no vacations, was when they had like surgery and they only took one day off, even though they were supposed to. So like 28 years in a row of always coming to work.
I want to swear words, but I don't think that's appropriate here. I'm just going to go, wow.
Yeah. And you know what? That's something they're clearly proud of. But at the same time, like just thinking about like how Kelsey and I react, same thing with like biking or knitting. Sometimes you want to do a different craft. Or you just don't want to hold needles in your hand. And that's also really just fine.
Some days your body says, nope, you're not touching those. And that's okay, too.
But some really neat things have started to kind of come out of this. So I got into this. I think Kelsey kind of started it a few years ago. She had talked about it. And then a few people in the group that I bike with on Tuesdays, Leah has been doing it. I think she's exactly 30 days ahead of me. And then the owner of the bike shop, he has been doing it for over 2 years now. And so one of our Patreons, who I've talked to them and they said I could share. So Shannon has also started doing this, but with walking or even just counting activity. And they've had like really great results and have had taken like some really beautiful pictures. And it's just been really cool, like to take it how you want it to. And I don't know, it just feels so great. And I want other people to know, like, it's been cool.
Just moving. This afternoon, I went on a walk on my break with a friend of mine. Just simply getting up from my desk, walking away, moving a little bit. The day just gets so much better. Just, I hope that more people want to experience that and appreciate that.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be much. It doesn't have to be hard.
No.
Sunshine, fresh air.
It can be a walk around the block. It can be a walk out the door to get your mail and come back, like wherever you're at. Or it can be a 50-mile walk or bike ride.
It could be a 1,200-mile bike ride. Who knows? There we go. You do you.
Yeah. Thank you, Shannon, for letting me share. And it's just been a cool experience. So I wanted to share with anyone else that might want to do it. And if you do want buddies, Kelsey and I are happy to be buddies with you if you want to message us on Instagram or whatever.
We'll cheer you on.
Yes.
As much as we can.
Absolutely.
It helps to have a good support system.
And the second thing I want to go to, and I've been trying to play this over and over in my head to do it right, and I'm still going to butcher it. And it's a little more of a deeper topic, but I did want to address it because I feel like there's so many episodes where I'm like, I'm going to talk about it tonight, and I don't. And I'm like, no, I should talk about this because it's kind of been on my mind. And I'm seeing this with, it's not necessarily just women. Like, I'm trying to say this correctly, but we'll see someone like kind of rise up. And I think it does happen a lot on, I can't find the right like pronouns to say, but a lot of the time it's more of the feminine side, but it's not always. But when we see someone kind of grow from like just saying like lower, like by themselves, grow up or whatever, and they have success, and then it's almost like we want to tear them down again.
It's definitely.
Instead of like rising each other up.
Yes. I know exactly that.
Yes. Okay.
Because I'll use my side job, for instance.
I'm like, I can feel my face is red and I'm like shaking. I want us to be like aware of this, and please, I want to hear what you have to say.
So for my side job, it's all about how a lot of what we do is based on performance. You go out, you know what? Hell, I'm going to just let this out there on the air because we're trying to recruit people. We're trying to get more people interested. I won't ever go into like the fine details of what I do, but I am a volleyball referee. And I referee as a line judge, as the R1, as the R2, as a score, you name it. If there's a job on a volleyball court, I know how to do it. And if you're interested in refereeing volleyball, here's a plug. I know how to get you started. But anyway, as you know, we work on some higher levels, and that's, you know, it's where I'm at. And you get jealous. you see somebody who's doing something really well. And you're like, but I'm doing that really well.
Yes.
And I had a great example of it this fall where I went to work a match. And, you know, we were judged based on how well we did. And then selected to move on to the next round or not. And, you know, I've made it through the first round. I've never made it to the second round. And I was very sad. And it took me a long time to be okay with not making it to the second round. Especially when somebody who was brand new to the field,
yeah,
they got to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, we need more people. And just because, you know, I know that I did a good job, but just because they did a good job doesn't mean that I didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
Right.
And shouldn't mean that we're discrediting them for their good job. We should be excited about them, even if it is a bummer, which it is. Yes. Like, I totally understand. Like, I'm not in your line of work, but I understand that feeling.
Right. It's just like, I think that's the driving factor a lot of times is the jealousy. You know, oh, they're so good at that. Why am I not good at that?
Or why am I not noticed?
Right. Why am I not getting recognized? Yeah. Why am I not getting the attention? But reality is that you might not get the attention today, but if you keep doing as good a job as you're doing, you know, you're going to be noticed.
I love that, Kelsey. I'm glad you understand what I'm saying. And I've seen it, and I don't have a specific example either, but I see it, and I just wanted to throw it out there, just kind of being aware.
It's okay if somebody else tear each other something down. Good.
Regardless of, I knew I was going to say pronouns wrong, because I can't, but... I see it more often with, feminine or that side than necessarily the male side.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I see a lot of that, too. There's definitely, on the feminine side of things, where we tend to be catty. We tend to be jealous. Mm-hmm. We tend to not value our own worth.
Exactly.
And those are all things that we can kick out the door and...
Yes.
You know, appreciate destroy who you that are.
Glass ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for rolling with me on that one, because I've been wanting to kind of just throw it out there in the world to just be aware.
It falls in our, you know, be kind. Do, you know, be appreciative.
I'm not breathing over here.
This may be the episode of. Not breathing, laughing, and venting.
Hey, I'm game. Let's do it. That's life, right? Whew, so, announcements.
Announcements. We've got a knit-along going, sort of. A make-along.
Yes. Yeah, we definitely have one. Not even sort of. And we have a quarter three topic or goal,
yes.
too.
Yes. So, for a little background on the make-along, we're doing a quarterly challenge this year. You do not have to participate in all four of them.
I'm still trying to breathe. I'm sorry.
Take a sip of beer.
I'm almost out.
We'll have to get more.
Okay.
So for this year, we are still doing our stash challenge. I believe we started, we'll say January 10th for our start date. Just to keep it simple, we'll go January 10th to January 10th every year. Or ish, I guess. January 11th to January 10th. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Valid point.
Yep. So we have an end date and a start date.
So sorry. The heater will go off shortly.
So there's the stash challenge like last year where you can enter your incoming and outgoing if you'd like and play along for our stash stein.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Now we got a name for it. It's the stash stein.
We haven't ordered it yet. Maybe we should put stash stein on it as well.
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be cool. Okay.
All right. So we've got the stash stein. That's a hard word. That's a hard thing to say. Stash stein challenge.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure, we always keep our announcements early so that we can not be too tongue-tied.
Good point. So that's like last year. keeping track, the person with the lowest amount of yardage will be our winner on the year. Caitlin and I are still going head to head. I think she's beating me this year. It helps if you knit things. That's how you get stuff out of your stash. Or weave, or, you know, crochet, or whatever it is that you're going to do with it. May it be your new brand new Lucette. Who knows?
Or spin. Spin,
yep.
Oh, yes. I need to do
Lucette. Yes.
Good point.
But all you can find all those details on our website. But along with the year-long thing, we are also doing quarterly challenges. This year is all about expanding on our growth, expanding on who we are as individuals. And for quarter one, we're doing learn something new, do something new. Whether that's a full project or part of a project, if you can give us a reason as to why it's new to you, whether it be a new fiber, a new style, a new craft altogether. New type of object, whether it's new hat, or maybe you've never done a sweater before, or perhaps you decided that you were going to sew an apron, or who knows.
Good examples.
If you can give us a reason as to why it's new to you, it counts. We've decided on our quarter two and quarter three themes, with quarter four yet to come up. Do you want to announce those?
Sure. So Kelsey kind of said it, but the first quarter is something new to you. Second quarter is to expand your knowledge on a skill. So say you have done cabling, but maybe you've only done like two stitches. Maybe try four. Just some sort of expansion on a skill. And if you can explain it, it counts. Just like the previous one. We're trying to inspire for growth, however it is. And then the quarter three, we're thinking to have you follow a pattern from a designer you haven't tried before.
Yep.
And that was kind of inspired by Fuck the Smith. This actually started after, well, no, I think they did one like this too during their podcast.
They did. I think it was sort of towards the end. And, where they did, what did they call it? Love... Share the love.
I know after they did, because I joined their chat, like someone just ran one too. Or it was just like, find someone that has less than 15 patterns on Ravelry. But we didn't want to make that limiting factor. So it's just try a different designer.
Try someone new. Yep.
I'm so sorry. I'm breathing so hard still.
Very important, meaningful topics today. But with all of our knit-alongs, make-alongs, challenges, there is an entry form on our website. Right now, the entry form is up. Probably by the time this goes live, the scoreboard will finally be created, and we'll get that posted. I changed a few things this year. So if you can't give us an Instagram or a Ravelry, you can also email us. Yeah.
If you want to participate, we will figure out a way.
Yes. All the more, the better.
I think we have one more announcement. And I can't remember if you or me found this now. But I like to Google our podcast from time to time. I found this one. Mm-hmm. We are actually on a podcast list.
Woo!
So I have the link in our notes, but it's feedspot.com knitting podcasts, and it's the 35 best, and we're number 19. So that's pretty cool. We made one.
Yay.
These lists are always kind of interesting, though. Like, some of the podcasts above us don't exist anymore, but it's okay. We're still on it.
We're probably ranked as somewhat on, like, listenership, so that's kind of cool. And
that's
so
a good point.
We appreciate everybody who listens
Thank
to
you guys.
Us. And like we always say, if you like us, share us with a friend.
Yes, please. Okay, so.
I guess that leads us into, what have you been listening to, Caitlin?
Modern Wool.
Ooh, tell me more.
So I copied this from the website, but it's perfectly concise and explains it, so I'm just going to read it. The Modern Wool podcast is hosted by Lydia Christensen, and explores modern topics, questions, and techniques affecting fiber farms, cottage mills, and discerning hand crafters. Sorry, I need to breathe. Follow along as we share the secrets we've learned along the way about sustainable small batch wool. And I believe they just kind of started back up again. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of space in between some episodes, but I've really enjoyed them and it's been really educational. So I thought it was really cool and Lydia's really fun. So check it out.
I'll have to do that.
Would we like to go to Castons or did...
Phone's okay. We could go to another...
It like jumped like a frog.
I think it's telling me we need another beer.
Your phone's magic.
I know.
That might be the topic now, the title of our episode, Magic Phones.
Magic Phones and Feelings.
Okay, so I think that brings us to Beverage 2.
Beverage 2. So this one is from a local brewery, and our X is coming from the brewery name. It is Exile. They are located here in Des Moines. And we are having their Bohemian Fruit Reserve in the version of Cran Orange. So it's one of their sours. They usually do different flavors on their sours. I hadn't had the Cran Orange, though.
Me neither.
I've had, like, their lemon and their watermelon. And their, the watermelon was really good. I think they had a cherry. I know they had a guava.
Interesting. I don't know if I've ever had a guava sour, unless you've introduced me to one.
I don't know if I've brought you one or not. Interesting. But guava tends to be big in some, like, IPAs and a lot of wheat beers around here that are the fruitier, lighter wheat beers. Yeah.
Interesting. Cool.
If you ever see something that's, like, a POG, it's probably peach orange guava.
Oh, okay. That's good things to know.
Came up with a little carbonation there on the head.
Yes. Yeah, it's like right up to the top there. That is fascinating.
I like, I'm glad I get a little bit more of the cranberry over the orange, but it's a really good balance.
It's a really nice, like, it tastes like cranberry.
Yes.
It does not taste like fake cranberry.
And it's not sharp. Like, it's not bitter. It's not super acidic. I could definitely say that one is probably enough for me. Could be a gut bomb in some ways.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very delicious.
And I definitely noticed the smell, which I appreciate. I like getting the whole experience if I can. Mm-hmm. And it's true to the flavor name. I get the cranberry, orange, citrusy. And then you have this kind of explosion of flavor that kind of fizzles in through the carbonation. So it takes you on a bit of a journey, which is cool. Like, not all beers do that.
Right. I definitely love when it gives you that mouth taste, the mouth, not even the taste, the mouth feel, the body. It's definitely a beer that gives you the full experience.
Yes. Yeah, I like it. And I also think, like you were saying, the... It doesn't have that sharpness to it. So maybe not like a perfect gateway beer, but a friendly one.
Yeah. I like the term friendly. It's kind of like sour.
Yeah.
And often for a lot of people who are more like the wine fans, this would be a good, you know, hey, it's somewhat similar to like, say, a sparkling wine almost in a way. It's going to be a little bit heavier than that, but it'd be a...
I left my phone in the other room.
Jeez.
So my husband loves sours, and I feel like this is a sour we both would really, like, go for. So I was going to be like, hey, come down here.
All right, I'll send him a text.
Okay. And the can's pretty cute, too. Exile, I think a lot of their beers, they'd have, like, art on them. That's kind of fun.
They do. At least this one has, like, kind of the farm feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably...
Like a cranberry field.
No, it's got a cranberry field, but then it's got, like, the trees with the orange.
Oh, yeah.
And the one has, like, the rake for getting the cranberries and the trees and the...
And then one, maybe you said this already, but their heads are, one of their heads is an orange and one of their heads is a cranberry.
No, I did not see that.
Okay. Perfect. It's cute.
I'm sending him a text saying, we have a beer you need to try. Please grace us with your presence.
That's fabulous. Whereas I'd be like, get down here. I demand it. Well, while we're waiting to see if Brian would like to try this beverage, Kelsey, what's brewing? What you been working on?
What's brewing? I just cast something on this evening.
Ooh!
I don't really know what it's going to be.
That's even more exciting.
But this is what I have so far.
Wow.
I have about 4 rounds.
Yeah.
On size 0 needles, 80 stitches, a knit 2, purl 2.
So it's possibly sock or mitten related?
Yeah, probably. It kind of depends on how much I have of this. I will just kind of see where I'm going to go with it.
It's a neat ball.
Yeah. So
is that,
it's the yarn from my Alaska hat. It is.
Cool. Sorry, I'm not talking to the mic because I'm leaning forward so far.
It's polar silk.
Cool.
Mostly silk, I think.
Okay.
Or merino silk. I can't remember quite for sure. But it's something like a lace weight, light fingering.
Okay.
And I think I still have about 500 yards of it, amazingly. I don't
Perfect.
Know.
Perfect.
I'm going to, like I said, I'm not really sure what this is going to be, mostly because I haven't been in a place of inspiration for knitting. I finished a project just yesterday, but like even doing the project I finished, and I'll talk about more later, I haven't really felt a feel to knit. There have been a lot of days my body has said no. It's really frustrating.
Right. Yeah, that's so frustrating.
And between that and just life as being hectic, I just haven't felt the urge to knit. But also, spinning has been at the forefront, too. I really haven't done a whole lot of it in the last couple of weeks, but January was very filled with a lot of spinning. So like I said, I don't really know what this is going to be. I just cast on something to make sure I had something to cast on and knit. But I'm really liking where this is going. This might have been a great thing. last weekend, I discovered, while I was doing homework, I was like, okay, I can probably at least spin with my e-spinner somehow.
And Fun.
Do my homework at the same time. I found a way that with the right uptake and the right tension, the right uptake on my e-spinner and the right tension on my Lazy Kate, I found a good angle for it to sit at and pretty much spin itself hands-free. I still keep an eye on it and just keep checking.
That's fascinating. You need to do a video.
Let's do it sometime.
That's cool.
But I had the right angle, the right setup, and I was like, it's doing exactly what I would have done if I was holding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I keep my eye on it, I don't see a problem.
Yeah.
Perhaps I have really haven't looked into the world as, you know, if it's the right thing to do or not, but...
No. It's making you happy, then.
Exactly.
Who cares if it's right or not?
And you know what?
It is right.
It's my practice. It's my fiber. It's my everything. I could. I just wanted to see. And if I don't like it, it's okay. I can make some more.
That's true.
I have started. You know.
And then you know, like.
Yeah.
Either way.
I used to think I had to do all these things perfectly. I'm really embracing the experimental side.
Is cool.
What I want to do some more of is just experiment with, you know, knitting and spinning and just kind of push some boundaries this year. I really have been feeling it on the spinning side.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Your spinning is so lovely.
Thank you. I'm still spinning. So I'm plying that Radnor fiber that I had talked about on our last episode. There is a lot of it. I think I have 9 ounces.
Oh, wow.
And it's coming out to be probably about a fingering sport weight.
Okay.
I'm going to guess I'm going to end up with about 1,200 yards.
There's a lot of options for that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm super excited. It'll be one giant skein because my bobbin can handle the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So cool. I can't wait. The problem with that is that I just haven't been home long enough to play with my spinner. So, I don't know. Tomorrow I might just have to let it go and go.
Yeah.
I've kind of blended both of my things together a little bit, I guess, there. I've really just been, the two active things are the plying and this little project. Yeah, so I think that wraps it up for me for what's happened.
That's what really good timing, because somebody must have received your text message.
Hello.
Hello, Brian.
So I was thinking, this is like one of the sours I think both of us would really like, whereas Brian very much loves sours. He's trying it.
Mm-hmm. It's good. I think I've had this one before. Oh, it is good. Yeah, it's the cranberry and orange. You can really taste the bohemian.
Because that's not a comment we had, so that's good. That's
pretty good. It's not super sour, so if you don't like sours, that works out well. If you like sours, it's just sour enough. So yeah, it's a good middle road, kind of easy drinking beer.
Yeah. Well, I think that's perfect. That's a great description.
I thought you'd really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. That is very good. Thank you for sharing, ladies.
You're welcome. All right. I should have bought a third.
Well, I've had about half of it, so if you can bring me a different beverage, you can have it. I'll trade you.
All right. Sparkling water it is.
Oh, I failed my negotiation.
You did. Preferably a beer substitution.
Yeah, okay, so we're on to me. I've also kind of been in the place where I have two fellows that were like super fun and everything, but I'm kind of craving a little bit more of that stockinette or garter, depending flat or round. So I'm kind of seeking that out at the moment. I want something that I can just kind of zoom in and enjoy. Thank you, husband. The rhythm of just knitting.
Yes, I know what you're saying there.
Because I want to knit, but I have 3 projects on our couch. When like we get to sit down and go, and I'm like, yeah, I want the stockinette hat. That is what I want. Even though I'm like perfectly set up to like surround myself with like the pattern and all the measurements, and like it can be all there for me when I'm like sitting down at the end of the night, and I'm like, nope, I'm feeling stockinette. So
some days it just takes a lot.
Yeah, and I want to knit. I just want to enjoy the motion of it more than the thinking side right now. I was looking at this today. This is too funny. So I have been making a ton of progress on my West Side Market bag by Corey Purdom. And in my notes, because we like copy them over and then we modify them, it says this is my first knitted bag.
Oh.
Which, yes, that's an appropriate response because I've actually knitted several bags.
It depends on your definition of bag.
I casted this one on first. Still hanging out. It is a much bigger bag, too. But I am now at the part to bind off to create the handles.
Nice.
And I have to do a little math there because it says, like, divide evenly to end up. But, I mean, that'll take me 2 seconds when I get to it. So it'll probably be Thursday or Friday night. Maybe Saturday night. We'll see. Just whenever. It's my upstairs project. So whenever I get to knit when I'm upstairs. But I saw that in the notes. Like, my first knitted bag. I'm like, oh, I've like started and completed probably like 5 or 6 bags since I started this one. But I'm going to love it so much. And I've gone through a decent amount of my cotton yarn. I'm using Lion Brand Re-Up on their saffron colorway. And I think I'm going to be okay, but I did grab some backups in case I run out. So I am holding it double. So my handles might be a little more orange or a little more white. We'll find out.
I feel like that's okay.
That's weird. Thank you. I have casted on a few hats, kind of right along with that stockinette theme. So one is the Cross Skull Cap by Kimberly Villarreal, My Baker's Hat by Emily Russell, and the Bee Loving Hat by Melissa Simpson. I have done the Bee Loving Hat before. Loved it. I think I made a infant size and an adult size, and I'm doing adult size again. So these are just three hats that I have on the needles. I'm enjoying all the patterns. They're written well. So if you want to check them out. The Cross Skull Cap, what I like about it is the decreases are a little different. I haven't really read ahead, which maybe that's the wrong way to do a pattern, but that's what I'm doing. But I'm curious to see. It has the decreases where you have four, and I can tell it's like two. Mm-hmm. But it almost looks like there's some like yarn overs in it, so maybe eyelets. But I'm not totally certain because I really haven't looked, but I'm excited to see what it is when I get there. And I like that it's exciting, so I'm not going to read ahead until I get there.
You know, there are some patterns where I'm like, yeah, I have a pretty good idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm going to say this and probably regret it, but more often than not, or I haven't read something all the way through, it's been okay.
Yeah.
But with the caveat, there are the times that I've messed up and had to like rip back quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like at least some glancing ahead to understand the basic construction is always super smart to do. I know when I started my first sweater, like, I didn't even necessarily understand everything that was coming up, but Kelsey was guiding me, and so I just rolled with it. And I was like, "Wait, we're putting the sleeves on waist yarn. What is this?" She's like, "That's okay. That's normal." I'm like, "Okay."
There is a little bit of a sense of adventure when you don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, as a side note, I got on the chat AI thing, the chat, whatever it is. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, I hope. Maybe not.
AI?
Chat AI, yep.
Okay.
And I did ask it today for a hat pattern.
Interesting.
I asked for a hat pattern that had lace in it.
Okay.
On fingering weight. And it gave me a hat pattern that had a lace knitting in it. You could definitely read it from what it was going to be, you know.
Fascinating.
On one row it had knit two together yarn over, on the next row it had, you know, knit two together, or it had yarn over, knit two together, or knit, or however, you know, yeah, no, it was knit two together, yarn over, knit two together, yeah. But then the only thing that got me was like size two needles for 80 stitches. We're not making adult sized hat here.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe it was, you know, I didn't specify the sizing of a hat, so it just gave me a hat.
That's a good point.
It was kind of handy, though, and it gave me the decreases and everything.
Wow. That's cool.
At some point, I'm going to test it and actually, like, maybe knit some of that. Or
I'm excited to hear about this. This will be a fun journey.
I'll do it over the next one. We'll see what I can come up with.
Like it. So, My Baker's Hat by Emily Russell looks like pretty like a classic beanie. It's got one by one ribbing. It is a worsted weight hat. And I think it's just typical decreases.
Okay.
It was free. So it's kind of cool. I linked her Instagram, which is m.knits. So if you want to check her out. And I should also do that for Kimberly. I couldn't find an Instagram, but I found a website. Possibly better. I'm not sure. Let me know what's best to link. I'll do whatever. But it's Some Bunnies Love. Hmm. And yeah, there's like recipes, crochet patterns, knitting patterns.
Cool.
But I'm excited to find out how those decreases work. And then Bee Loving by Melissa Simpson has a Facebook, and it's Dakine Knits. So there we go. There's my three mostly stockinette hats, and I'm really excited about.
I could use a stockinette hat, I think.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can finish one and give you a good review, and you can go from there, or maybe you can just jump in. I think that's really me. I've been pulling up some other projects that are in their stockinette phases and enjoying them, too, but I think that's what I got.
Perfect.
So, Kelsey, what you got for FOs?
I have one.
Yay!
I actually have one.
It's so pretty.
That means I've been doing things.
You have absolutely been doing things.
I'm kind of excited about this one. I'm not sure that I knit a shawl last year. Did I knit a shawl last year?
I don't know.
I never looked.
We definitely went through like a phase where neither of us were really knitting shawls.
But then you knit a shawl. You had a knit. You had a test knit for a shawl. I'm like, what's out there? And one of my plans for this year was to knit a shawl. And I found one that I liked on Yarn Pond. And it is really cool. It's a 7-section shawl. So you increase in each of the 7 sections over different periods of time. It's nice and wide without being like super long.
And does that mean it naturally like wants to curve around you a little more because of where they are?
So
it feels like it really wants to wrap around you nice. It sits
really well on cool. my shoulders. And I have another shawl that has like 5 sections that sits well on my shoulders.
Cool.
And I really want to design a shawl that has something like these sections where it sits well. Look at this.
Yeah.
It just wants to stay there.
And it just fits.
It does. I feel like, this is one that I don't have to cross over and tie necessarily because it's just going to sit there. And sometimes just having it on your neck, having it on your shoulders, especially when you have short hair, very helpful. anyway, shawl is called Grass is Greener. I feel like that's very perfect in my life timing. it's a 2-skein fingering weight shawl.
Okay.
You use a contrast color and a main color. And it alternates sections of brioche. And I want to say garter, but it's not exactly garter.
Okay.
Because you knit as you're going. So you'll knit across and say your contrast color. Then you go back to the beginning. You just slide all your needles over, or slide all your stitches over on your needle. And you start at the beginning again with the contrast color.
Okay.
So on your main color, say you knit across, and then on your contrast color, you purl across.
That's cool.
But then when you flip, you do the opposite. So you are knitting and purling, more purling than I would like. I think that's part of why my body said boo. But it's very easy to get in the rhythm of. It does give you an option to lengthen it if you have extra yarn.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's really simple. It sits well. I love it.
It's so pretty.
I can't remember when it's coming out, but it should be soon here in February, towards the end of the month, I believe. I can't remember the designer's last name. Her name is Jennifer and goes by the Turquoise Toque Designs.
That's cool. And I think it's so neat how the pattern like alternates between the like brioche and the not garter, but yes garter. I kept it really interesting the whole time.
Yes, it did. It's like, okay, so we got through that section. Cool. Now I'm going to the next section. And then the last bit ends up doing one more increase of things, and it gives like a nice scallopy edge. So it's not like a straight edge. It's got all these little scallops going on.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool.
I'm really happy with it.
Good find.
I used Watts Yarn.
Yay.
One of our Patreon yarns.
And we're also her Patreon.
Yes. One of her yarns that we got as being her patrons. And then actually a yarn from Comma Chameleon, which is somewhat local to us, I believe. I bought it at the new yarn store in Ames. Well, new as in like a year and a half ago yarn store in Ames. The Knittery Nook.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime you and I, we need to go on our own like yarn hop.
Okay.
I want to take you to all the places. Start saving your money. but that wraps it up for me as far as my FO.
It's gorgeous. That's really neat.
Thank you. I'm very happy with it. I'm very excited to have a new shawl. The nice thing is it's not too long. Sometimes they're too long.
Mm-hmm.
But this one will fit nice and easy.
Oh, yeah. Like, all sorts of ways you can wrap that. Cool. Yay.
Yay. Who doesn't love a shawl?
I am starting to really get into shawls. When I first started knitting, I was like, shawls, what are shawls? I'm like, oh, how do people forget about these?
And I think there are garment that, like, we don't use enough anymore.
Mm-mm.
If you don't know what a shawl is right off, well, shawl's just something a grandma would wear or something, you know?
Right.
But no, you give it a try, you're going to like it.
And it's like a fun way to even like dress up a t-shirt or like keep yourself cozy. Like there's lots of like, there's just so many wonderful little benefits.
Exactly. Or, you know, take a black dress and throw on a nice shawl and hey, you got an outfit.
Yeah.
Do you have any FOs, Kaylee?
I do.
Yes.
So as Kelsey hinted, I also did a shawl. This one was called Fraser. So, but this was by Knox Mountain Knit Co. But they are a duo, Sasha McDonald and Willow Lott.
Okay.
And this test knit was super fun. I actually missed like an upgrade to the pattern, and I was like, oh no. And they're like, no, it's totally fine. Just keep going. Keep giving us feedback. We're more interested in the experience. They pretty much had like the yardage nailed down, but of course I gave them mine still, even though I was a little off.
Because you had a change in it, right? There was a, like, I would say a significant change.
Yes. So there's like three sections to the shawl, which now, since it's live, I should be able to find it. And the middle section has mosaic knitting. And that section's a little shorter now. And wearing my shawl, that makes a lot of sense. It would fit my shoulders a little bit better. But I loved it so much doing it. And then, like, the next day I looked, I'm like, oh, shoot. They shortened that section.
Which I can see from your shawl. I think the transition would be nicer. But at the same time with your shawl, I like it a lot.
I absolutely love it. I went out of my comfort zone on colors. I almost never knit it white unless it's like required for the color work, like if I'm knitting a snowman or something. So I did this beautiful green, and it's called Ivy. It's a Malabrigo Rios, and then it's just white. I think it's so funny when like the color names are just white or just red. I'm like, oh. And so I started off with that green, and then that mosaic knitting is kind of the transition, and then it finishes with that second color. And then it is your choice to bind off in either color. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's always your choice, but...
Wait, so even though you transition into the second color, I guess, so you had a first color. You start with one color.
Yep.
You do a section with both colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the second color on its own.
Yes.
And then it gives you the option to bind off in either. Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
And the example picture that they have of it, and it doesn't use the other color, but it is a cool idea. I saw a few other people that did that, and I liked it. The first section is mostly garter with slip stitches, and it is a top down where you're starting like in the middle and increasing out, and so it gives like an angle to those stitches, like the slip stitches. So it's, I think it's really cool, and it was pretty easy to follow, which I really liked. And there's no purling in this shawl. I'm not like anti-purl, but I appreciated it. I think it's the first time that I've done flat like lace knitting, and my rest rows were garter or knit.
Yeah.
And I really like the way it looks. I like it a lot. I thought it was really interesting. Like, it's just new to me. I guess I didn't totally explain. Okay, so the first section, we have the garter with slip stitches, then we have the mosaic section, and then we have lace.
Perfect. I could see where the first color, if you will, could be a fun contrast to kind of frame it out.
Yeah, and I was trying to do something that would go with, I have like some brown and green clothes, and a lot of my shawls have like grays in them. And I know it's like okay now to put gray and brown together or black and brown together, but I'm not there yet. I'm just not.
I've got gray and brown together right now.
And you look fantastic. So
actually I have gray, brown, and black.
Good. Keep keep rubbing off on me so I can branch out. But I really enjoyed it. It knitted up so fast. When I signed up, I'm like, oh no. Like, I don't know if I can knit this fast enough. And I did it, I think, within a week of the due date, which is very fast for me. Usually I'm like the night before deadlines on test knits, like blocking it and throwing fans on it. But I really enjoyed it. And the experience was wonderful. They're very responsive. And yeah, I highly recommend it. It was fun.
Good.
And it's also my first worsted weight shawl.
There you go.
And I think it's great. I guess, but I love it. I love how cozy and squishy it is. I think it's great. But it's all off your preference. And then I did another test knit.
That's which, right, you did
that. Which is so funny. So this is like typical Caitlin and Kelsey. Like, I started it and I was still swatching, and then people like had it finished the first day. And I was like, Kelsey, how do they knit a hat in a day? And she's like, well, it's, I mean, depending on the size, and it's,
you know, DK weight.
Yeah. You know, they could totally do that. I'm like, I don't know. And then I knit it in 2 days. And this was neat. So this is a trail hat by Rachy Knits. And I knit this in a sport weight. I got gauge with it. And I just know, like, I, as being a looser knitter, it was going to be just fine. And it was in Cascade Yarns Venzia Sport.
Okay.
In Peacock Blue. Ooh. And this test knit specifically requested it either be a semi-solid or solid color yarn, because this is more of a texture hat. So this had just such a neat rhythm to it. So it had cabling, which you only had to do the cables every other row. And those were like 2x2 cables. And then it had a combination of knit and knit through the back loop and purls to like show the sections. Hmm. And it was interesting. And also, like, just as they said, it was like a 10 stitch repeat. And it just flowed. It was fun. Like, I could not put it down.
It's always nice when you can get that rhythm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want
to
stop.
And I'm not sure I would have expected that to ever happen to me with something with cables. Not that I don't like cables. I just don't typically flow with them like I did with this hat. And that was really fun. And that was really neat. So I think it's really cool how she did this.
That's cool. That's super cool.
And the struggle is real to get pictures with Riker. But I got some, like, the one where he has, like, the best face is, like, chins up, so you can just see the brim. And I'm like, well, he's cute, but it does not show the hat. But I think I got an okay picture to send to them, and I put a bunch in my project notes and stuff.
I'll have to go check
that
out.
Yeah, and it was definitely a doable deadline. I think I'm someone that, I don't know. I have days where I like get lucky and get a bunch of knitting in, and other days where I don't. But if I knit it in 2 days, that's pretty good for me. And I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks. I think the deadline's like this weekend. So
that's pretty good.
I really appreciate the cushion. Like, it's just more comfortable. So all good things. So if there's someone you're thinking of testing it, test knitting for Knox Mountain Knit Co. and Rachy Knits, super great. And both patterns are awesome.
Nice.
I think that's it for me.
All right.
But we both have stash enhancements.
We do. You know, it may be February 8th, but in our hearts, it's Christmas.
Heck yes.
Great. Caitlin even had our Christmas tree up for us still.
I did.
I told she was going to take it down. I said, they come for one more week.
Yeah, and I was happy too, because it's so cute. And side note, Riker really likes to like move the ornaments around. And we have some like superhero ones, and so he puts, and there's multiples. So now there's like two Spider-Mans next to each other after two Hulks, and then there's like a variety going on. But he puts Spider-Man next to Hulk whenever he moves them. That's cute. Kelsey, tell us about your enhancement.
So Caitlin and I, we think alike a lot. And this is awesome. Caitlin and I both gave each other project bags and yarn.
Yep.
She gave me my first Della Q bags.
Yay.
They're so my colors. Apparently, she went into the yarn store that is like our local yarn store. Mm-hmm. Caitlin's neighborhood yarn store.
Yarn Junction.
Yeah. And the lady who's there the most, she knows me. She knows who I am. Mm-hmm. I come in, you know. So Caitlin was getting stuff and asked, like, oh, you're getting that for Kelsey. Okay, you know, she's going to like that. Well, Caitlin got me this cool Della Q bag set that has these snaps. Yeah. And you can kind of see through it. You can kind of see what's in it without it being completely closed or completely open. And they came in like 3 different sizes, which is cool. They fit one inside of the other. Hey, one that would be like a notions bag, and one that was slightly bigger, and one that's even bigger. So like they do nestle inside of each other. And then one of my favorite colors, which is like a maroon.
Yay.
Hey, I love it so much. And then she gave me some whimsical woods yarn in a color called Fancy Junk. So it's got pink and purple and blue and orange. And this cool, like, brown. Oh, I can't wait.
Yay!
I got my colors.
Kelsey is hugging it along with her shawl right now. It's pretty cute.
And it's her Sam's Fiber Junkie Fingering base, which is an 85/15 merino nylon. Thank you so much.
Yay! I'm so glad you like them.
That's what I've got for stash
enhancements. Awesome. Well, I also have a project bag in yarn. As Kelsey said, we were like on the same wavelength this year. Well, and plus stitch markers.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
We did our little swap there, the new year, new sock. Mm-hmm. And I think we were both kind of on that same page.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. We did it with... I think we opened it up to anyone. But
we opened it to a small group. Patreon members and a few handful of others. But next year, I think we'll go a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it was fun. It was actually the first one I've participated in, the first swap I've done. So that was cool. Really, really interesting to like hunt for something for somebody and mail it out and like wait and see what they say. So Kelsey made me a... project bag, and it is the perfect size. Like one of my first comments, other than rainbows, it looks like horses, was that I could totally take this on my bike. It's big enough that I can fit a variety of things in it, and also small enough that I can fit in my bag. So I'm really excited about that. And it has purple.
I feel like you could make it like it could be like a 4-skein shawl project bag.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely.
Or I guess a 4-skein project bag.
And then Kelsey made a bunch of gorgeous stitch markers that are Iowa themed. And so they have a variety of charms, including corn and a pig and a tractor and a lantern and the state of Iowa and a bike. So lots of very Iowa friendly things. And there's like a million different colors. And I'm so excited.
Pop quiz. Any clue? Any idea what that lantern might represent?
No.
So there is a bridge called the Kate Shelley High Bridge in Boone County that has trains go over all the time and such. But there was a big rescue there when the train collapsed, and Kate Shelley, she came across the bridge to warn the train that the bridge was out.
Oh.
And she kept going and saved a bunch of people from falling into the Des Moines River.
I had never heard that story.
I'll have to get more details, and I can tell you more eventually. But
yeah.
So that has always had a special place in my heart. It's just in Boone County, Iowa. And where if you're on the High Trestle Trail in Iowa and you look across up to the north, you can sort of see it.
I can't believe I've never heard that story. It sounds amazing. I also got some wool wash and I got some yarn. So I got Sweet Georgia, which I absolutely love. Tough Lux Love Sock Yarn. And my colorway is Eden. And this is I'd say a purple and like a turquoisey teal, depending on which section of the journey of the color changes you're on in the yarn. And it's going to be lovely. It's so pretty.
It's going to have some fun pooling, I think.
I hope so. I love pooling. So I'm going to have to think of a fun project. That's going to be awesome.
Yay. I'm so glad you like it.
Possibly some marling.
There you go.
Who knows? It's so soft. I think it's a two-ply.
I think so.
Yeah, it's so soft and squishy. I'm really excited. So I'm just going to sit here and just hug my hair. So thank you, Kelsey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hangovers.
Hangovers. Oh. So I sort of have a hangover. I'm not sure where I'd rate it on the scale. Maybe ibuprofen and water.
Okay.
Only because I am a terrible person of leaving my stitches at the tips of my needle.
Oh, man.
I do that often because I front load my needles when I'm knitting so it moves faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I just set it down, often they'll just pop off. And I did that with the shawl that I, you know, just finished.
Oh, no, because it's brioche.
Yep. It was fine when it would happen in the garter section, but man, I'm sort of glad it happened because I've had other brioche projects in the past where I couldn't quite figure out how to pick it up, like ladder down and pick up my stitches because it's just so weird. But I was really proud that I think I dropped stitches 3 or 4 times and had a number of stitches drop down each of those times in brioche sections. And so it gave me a little bit more confidence in picking up the brioche.
Oh, good job.
So that was, I took it
so tricky.
I took it as a blessing in disguise. Like, I want to know how to fix that problem, right? But if I don't have that problem, how am I going to fix it? So it gave me the chance to fix it. Like, I need to remember how I did that for the future. I think that's my hangover. Do you have any?
I had like that moment in the test knit where it's like, oh no, that one section was fine. So I had some sort of like coffee level hangover, I guess. I had a real hangover.
Oh man.
Oh, I had a real hangover.
Was it from Minnesota?
No, actually that was okay. Yeah. So we had a trip to Minnesota. I guess I didn't talk about that. Darn it. I have to remember that because that was amazing. I will talk about that in the next episode. No, I just had like a random evening with a friend and wasn't paying attention. And 3 bottles of wine later, it was midnight and she's like, see ya. And then for 2 days I was hungover. Possibly 3.
Oh.
Wine hangovers are the worst.
They are.
Yeah. Oh. So real hangover. But I had a real one. And what is up with that? Like, I used to just bounce back or it'd be like a slow morning. Not anymore. That's not how it works.
Welcome to your 30s.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. So that's where I'm at with hangovers.
Like them anymore. They're not nice.
No. I used to be able to just like run it out in the morning or like make myself drink like 2 glasses of water and be fine. No. Nope.
Nope anymore. It requires aspirin and water and a nap.
Mm-hmm.
All the naps.
That's true. The best way to get through a hangover is sleeping. Just sleep through it if possible. But life doesn't always let you do that. So I think that puts us ready for our topic, if we're feeling topic-y tonight.
I think so.
Okay. So Kelsey and I have been doing some kind of like getting to know us, back to interviewing each other since we've been around for 2 years now. And while we talk about our life, we don't always get into like the specifics. So we've made up some interview questions for each other and we've just been kind of going through a few each episode. Our last one was episode 64 and this is 68. So it's just
a little closer, but yeah.
And then before that was episode 34. So we just thought it'd be kind of a fun thing to do. So I'm gonna make Kelsey go first. And we have different topics. So our first one is going to be a knitting question. That's gonna be, what is your favorite type of knitting? Color work, lace, double knitting, cables, what like, and if you don't have a favorite, that's cool too. But like what direction excites you?
I like color work a lot. I do. That's actually one of the places that's been calling me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a need to do some color work, especially after the cowl that I did earlier.
Oh, yeah.
It had all the fun work. That was the Nomadic Knits.
Make-along?
Yeah.
Mystery make-along, though.
Yeah. 12 Days of Christmas Mystery make-along.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was so much fun. It really kind of reinvigorated some of things. I think that's why I haven't been knitting so much lately, is I haven't found what I want to knit in the right color thing. I think a sweater is on the horizon in it.
A color knit sweater?
Yeah.
Color work sweater.
Color work sweater.
Color knit.
I just haven't found the right thing to do. But I think it's also a 50-50 with lace, too. Well, it's still, a lace shawl is probably one of my favorite things. I feel like there's so much that can go into a lace shawl. And by the end, it's such an accomplishment in so many ways. It doesn't have to be complex either. Like, lace can be simple. You know, even a simple knit two together yarn over sometimes is just enough to make it interesting.
That was such a good answer. And that is so true about lace. Like, just this, like, little subtle thing can add so much interest to a piece.
It can. I saw a shawl today, and I wish I knew what it was or who it was by. I was not paying attention enough. But it was a simple garter shawl that had a few rows here and there of eyelets.
Cool.
That were in another color.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really kind of fun.
Interesting.
So it had like the main color in a stockinette, garter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had alternating sections with little section of eyelets and in the contrasting colors.
That's really cool.
I might have to go actually find out what that was and maybe consider doing it.
Yeah, that I want you to do it. I want to hear about it. Maybe I'll even copy you. We'll have to see.
So then, what's your favorite kind of knitting?
I think also color work. I think color work is just, it's fun. I like looking at charts and seeing how almost like it like comes to life once you knit it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really, really fun. And I don't know if marling is really considered a type of knitting, but that's probably my second, wherever it sits.
It's a
way to pull yarn.
yes, it's a way to knit with something. It's a style of knitting, sure. I can say that.
All right, excellent. That's what I'll go with then. I think color work is just fun and interesting, and.
But marling is where your heart lies.
I feel like it's color work first, even though I don't know if most of my projects are necessarily color work, but they make me the most excited.
Does it use more than one color yarn?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's likely color work.
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah, so I guess that's a good clarification, too. I probably like Fair Isle color work versus, like, sometimes stripes are considered color work, which I think they are, or mosaic, or I know there's another version. Oh, intarsia, which I've played around with, but I definitely think, like, the holding two yarns at once and I'm getting, like, learning how to catch those floats faster is... It's been really cool and like learning that tension.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
I think there's so much you can do with Fair Isle or stranded color work that just.
Yeah, stranded was a better word. Thank you.
Gets in a good flow.
Our next question is a biking topic question. Do you typically bike by yourself or in groups?
All of the above. last summer, I did more biking in groups because Cole and I led a Tuesday night group. And I always made it to Tuesday night group, or almost always made it to Tuesday night group unless I was working or out of town.
You guys are going to keep doing that, right?
We are.
Okay, cool. I'm like, I just want to make sure.
First ride is first Tuesday of April.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. We'll be running those from April to October this year.
Okay.
Or I guess the end of September. Yeah. So I'd say both because I'm probably split like... exactly 50-50 on my rides, whether they're with groups of people or by myself. And I guess it depends too if you count riding with Cole as being groups of people.
I think so.
Because in that case, I'm probably 70-30 groups of people to by myself. Although I will say I love riding by myself. My preference is to ride by myself.
Interesting.
I think it's just because I can be quiet and take it all in. But also, I don't have to feel rushed. I don't have to feel pushed. if I decide to stop and take a picture of the bird sitting on the telephone wire.
Oh, that's so true.
I can just stop.
We were a group ride on Tuesday, and there was like two times where I was like, I really want to stop and take a picture. But we're going.
It's like, oh, man. So that's kind of where I sit with that. Like, I really enjoy group rides. There's a lot to be said for them. They push me. Like, so that can be a good thing or a bad thing. Some days I want to be pushed. Some days I want to go faster and harder.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I just want to go tool around on my bike. There's that, like, sense of independence, too, where just this is my time, my space, and I feel strong in being me.
Aw. I really love that, Kelsey.
So how about you? Are you a group rider or are you an individual?
I think at least at this period of my life, I am mostly biking by myself. Just because of the way, like, I schedule my day kind of around Riker, I'm fitting in that way. And, like, if I can take Riker, then absolutely. And if that works in a group, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey said it so well. I think there's a definitely a funness to being in a group and hearing what people are going to say and do. And I know, especially on, like, on our Tuesday night mountain biking group, there's people that are way more advanced than me, and every once in a while I'm caught up enough that I can see some of the crazy things they're doing. Like, there's this, like, tire that to me looks like it's a million feet high. Realistically, it's probably,
it's like 3.5 or 4
yeah.
feet.
Yeah, it's a million feet high.
Yeah,
and there's a guy in a group who jumps it all the time. And so it's really cool to see, like, where what other people are doing and just the chatter and all that's a lot of fun. But there's some definitely scheduling around it. And, like, sometimes you end up waiting a little bit, and I don't know. I can be patient and I cannot be patient. I'm like, go with that.
I'm
go. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited. But I think a lot of my riding is getting me from point A to point B, but it's in so much more of an enjoyable way than I would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a lot of really good thinking, and I think it's allowed me to do some good growing as a person and helped kind of problem solve and even just think of, like, fun, creative things. And that's been really nice. When I ride by myself, especially when it's really early or late, I, like, play really loud music, and that makes me really happy. I feel really cool. I could sing along and no one can hear me singing because my music's loud. Keep in mind, when I'm in our neighborhood, I like wait until I'm, like, away. I try to be polite. But yeah, so I think most of my biking is individual, but I enjoy both for both reasons. So now we've got the other question section, and this one will probably be a shorter one, but we don't always, like, explicitly say. So my first one is, do you have any pets?
Currently? But there are probably plans in the works for a dog.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cole has always been a dog person. His first dog, his name was Burr.
Aww.
Burr were like this. They were, you know, fingers crossed.
Always best friends.
Together, best friends. And I think he's very ready for a new dog that can be his best friend.
Aww.
Up until 5 years ago or so, which is when we started dating. He'd always had, like, dogs in his life for the most part, or in some form.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very ready for a dog.
Cool.
Now that the life has settled down a little, I think we're about ready to, you know, find a dog.
Nice. Oh, I'm excited about this journey. And see, I didn't know about that. So I'm glad that I threw that question in there.
It's a newer development.
That's exciting.
He's been working on me for 5 years.
They are a big commitment. Like, no lie.
Yeah. A dog would completely change my world in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like, I need to not have my yarn and things all over the house and out on the floor and all that. So simply,
yeah,
that is...
And, like, depending on the dog, you can't necessarily even leave it for a work day.
Exactly.
Depending. Like, growing up, we actually had a doggy door, but my dad still came home, so it worked. But, yeah.
Someday I might have one of those cool remote jars where I can just let the dog out whenever.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
I like that. Yeah, get that and then get the dog.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have any pets?
Kind of. Well, yes, we do. We have a cat.
All of it.
So that's very true. We have Mello. I have a horse, but at this point he is at my friend's family farm. So I don't have to do a whole lot of like care and maintenance for him, but I absolutely love him. His name is Quinn. And then our cat's name is Mello. And both we kind of just acquired. Mello, a coworker of mine, was moving to a place that didn't have cats, but they needed to move for their kids. And okay. She's been the wonderfulest, sweetest cat. I think she's almost 15 now. We have also talked a lot about getting a dog, and we were almost there until Mello kind of fell in her lap, and now we're very into Mello. It's so cute not to like get to too many mannerisms, but lately, like in the last year or so, she's been into like, well, we're laying her bed, she'll like lay on us. And it's really aww, sweet. So yeah, that's where we're at with pets. Kids.
I do not have my own kids. I think kids are great. I love my niece. I love Riker.
Kelsey is the most amazing aunt. They do all sorts of fun things. I know she's talked about it on the podcast, but just that's like the tip of the iceberg. You are the best aunt.
I feel like I could be better. But my goal for this year is to try to do something with my niece like once a month. So that means I should get on it for our February adventure.
Adventures. They go on adventures. Like, how cool is that?
We went to the movies last, so that was fun.
That's so huge for kids. Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I hadn't been to a movie since.
Then again, I'm excited about movies, too. But
I hadn't been to a movie since pre-pandemic, so it was kind of fun and exciting.
Oh, yay. That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out this month's adventure if we can squeeze it in this month, but we'll have to see if that happens or not. If not, you know.
Yeah.
That's good enough. I've seen her more this month than I've seen her in a little while, so.
Yay.
Do you have any kids?
No, just kidding. You know, considering our interruption earlier. We have one. And he's awesome. He is three. He turned three in October. His name is Riker. Not to go too deep into it, but we were kind of trying for two, but it's just not happening. So that's where we're at. But if anyone wants to talk to me about it, I'm totally game. But that's, yeah, Riker's so fun. And it's been a really neat journey.
That's good. I love him. He's such fun.
And Kelsey is also an awesome aunt to him, or whatever correct title there is.
I will take
their buddies.
He's my chosen nephew.
Yay, good.
he is my buddy. He gave me such a good hug earlier. It was great.
Yeah, it was a good hug. He likes you a lot. Whenever I say you're coming over, he's excited. He's like, Kelsey? Kelsey? Is Kelsey and Cole or Kelsey? So he always wants to know.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell Cole that.
Yeah, no, he remembers both of you guys.
Oh.
Nice. Okay, so rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Which I guess is kind of cheating since I wrote them. Well, I'll have to make you write them next time. But I'm going to give them to you and then you can give them to me.
Okay.
Socks, toe up or cuff down?
Toe up.
Hat, top down or bottom up?
Bottom up?
I wish we had that on video. Like... The thinking of Kelsey.
My face got very scrunched and I'm like, because I had to think about that. I don't know which one is my favorite. I think bottom up because it's less fiddly.
That's very valid.
I don't like fiddly.
Yeah, fiddly can be frustrating. English or continental? Or neither.
I mix them up. English is my... go to default only because it's what I learned, but continental is I like continental as a change up. Ooh, So if I had to pick, I actually enjoy Continental better. I'm just faster and better at English.
Yeah, and you also did, I don't think I have the right name, but like picking?
Yep.
You're so fast.
I like picking, so yeah.
Nice. For you. That was my three rapid fires.
So, socks up or cuff down?
Toe up.
Oh, right. Hats, top down or bottom up?
I also think bottom up, but I've only done one top down. I think there's so many of them written like bottom up. So I need
the majority are, yeah.
So I would like to explore it more, but I think you're totally right with the fiddly thing. It is funky to start with something so little.
I'd say like magic. It's a magic loop thing where you can.
Yeah, even double points, I think, would be so.
Right. All right. And the last one, English or continental?
Continental-ish. I think, like, I learned English. And whenever I'm trying something new and I'm kind of, like, stuck or unsure, I do revert back to that because I can really just focus on the stitch. But I do some version of, like, left-handed knitting in continental because I don't really tension my hand, so I still rotate my hand as I knit, but it's held in my left.
Hmm. I have to watch you knit again someday.
Yeah. It's some version, I think, of, like, something in between the two.
Does it work?
And it might even be more, like, left-handed or, like, flicking.
Does it work?
Yes.
Perfect.
I like it. So, yeah.
Yay.
So there's our questions. Hopefully you learned some fun information for us. If you have any ideas for questions.
Send them to
us. Yeah, send them to us. But we thought it'd be fun.
Instagram, whatever.
You do a mixture of knitting, biking, random things. Yeah, I think that's what we have for topic.
Caitlin, have you learned anything biking lately?
I have. Now I'm looking at this, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, Kelsey. You probably have no idea what my note means.
No, actually, I do.
Okay.
I probably have a good idea, so go ahead.
My thought of putting this on here had to do with cold weather riding. Mm-hmm. And sweat is kind, like, it's natural. It's your thing, but, or our thing, but as humans. But it's also kind of the enemy, because if you get wet, then your clothes are wet. You get cold.
Yes, I can 1000% attest to this. But yes, sweat is our enemy. Anything we can do to limit it is fantastic.
So my note in here is just deodorant or antiperspirant. And you don't need to limit yourself to your typical area, right? Like I've heard on a few different podcasts and blogs, put it on your feet because you want your feet to be warm. But if they sweat, and generally, if you have a nice wool sock, you might be okay anyways. But anything to stop the moisture in an area where that might happen is good.
You want to know where I use it the most when I'm biking? It's going to be weird.
I'm so ready.
My butt.
Oh!
I get so much butt sweat.
Yeah, and then like you get like the chafing and oh yeah, totally. That makes a lot of sense. My guess was butt or back and knees. Because I get it there sometimes, too.
I do, too. But most often, I get it. My butt sweats a lot. It's a weird spot to sweat a lot. But I think it's more common than not.
I'm like the top of my shoulders and like my lower back and my butt. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah. My butt sweats a lot. And like that's the first place that gets so cold on me. And then with the fact that your butt retains so much more fat, it takes that much longer to warm up.
Yeah. And it's a source of warmth. So then when you take it away.
Exactly.
Yay. Good. I'm glad you're like reading it now. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Kelsey. Like, yeah, it's also nice to smell nice, but this is more of a.
It's very much
comfort benefit idea.
Yeah. Especially in winter, you know, you're getting colder. The longer you're out there, we tend to go towards heavier weight clothing. But you know what? When you have more options for layering, you can take layers off or open layers up. But more often than not, we find ourselves overdressing in the winter and sweating, and that's why we get cold.
Mm-hmm.
So any limits on sweating is great.
Sweet. I think that's where we're at. So, friends, knit all.
The things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tapped as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes Brews Use, and on Tapped as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd. And I'm also trying to track my knit every day on Caitlin and Lloyd Knits and Bikes. Please message us to let us know what you'd like to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn.